Hello, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. My name is Kenneth Chips, and I'm calling from Corporate Human Resources. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you very much for asking. Listen, I need to have a private conversation with you. Are you around your coworkers right now?
Yes, can you hang on 1 second?
Sure.
Just gonna move to a more quiet area.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm not in trouble for anything, right?
Oh, no, you're not. But I do need to tell you some information that I would rather you not share with anybody in your peer group because it is kind of sensitive, okay?
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we actually installed cameras in the break room not too long ago.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, nobody really knows, but we did. And we check them from time to time to make sure that everything's okay. No vandalism, no other kinds of funny business. You know what can go on in break rooms.
I don't really know what kind of craziness goes on in there. I just kind of get my food and leave, but.
Yeah. I know that you tend to get your food and leave. I've seen it on the camera, and that's not what I'm calling about. What we have noticed is that somebody has been messing with your lunch.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
What do you mean messing with my lunch? What does that mean?
Well, I have video that shows you putting your lunch in the company refrigerator, and then this person comes in about 10 minutes later and then puts it under his armpit.
God, what? That's disgusting.
I know, I know. I was shocked when I saw it. What's even grosser than that is that I've watched him do this on more than 20 occasions.
20 times?
Yes, pretty much every day for the last few weeks, he's been putting
My
your food in
God.
his armpit.
Why wouldn't you have told me about this sooner? Why am I finding this out now after he's done it 20 times?
Our plan at Human Resources is to gather enough evidence against this weirdo so that we can bust him big time. And we didn't want to tell you too early because you might stop eating those armpit sandwiches.
You could have told me about it and I just wouldn't have eaten the sandwiches.
You know what? That is a good point. I should have thought of that, but I didn't. Where were you when I needed you, huh?
Oh my God, so I've just been eating armpit sandwiches because you didn't think maybe my employee shouldn't have to do that.
Well, no, you've been eating armpit sandwiches because one untrustworthy employee has been putting them in his armpits. That's why you've been eating them.
Who is doing this?
Well, listen, I'd love to tell you, but I can't for legal reasons. We do need to protect his identity, okay? Because he could be in a lot of trouble, and we don't need you acting out.
Me acting out? I'm the victim here. He's been putting my food under his smelly, disgusting armpits for
What? Okay,
many
well,
days, 20 days.
nobody said it's smelly and disgusting. Saying something like that about a coworker could get you in a lot of trouble, and I would hate to see that.
I could be the one to get in trouble for this. Me.
Well, you could be in trouble for the smelly and gross comment or whatever it was you're saying. I mean, that is not nice to say about another employee. So please remember that I am Human Resources.
I stand by what I said. They are armpits. They are smelly and disgusting. And I think you are
Okay.
prioritizing the wrong person here. I'm the
Wow.
person who is eating armpit sandwiches.
Well, regardless of how you feel, we do need to catch this guy. So what you're going to need to do is just keep bringing in your lunch, and then we'll keep letting him put it under his armpit.
You need me to keep bringing in food so he can do this to me?
If you could just keep bringing in your lunch and eating it like normal, that would be great because I think after we get a few more weeks of that on video, I'm going to have a really, really stern chat with him.
He should be fired. You should be calling the police. You can't have a stern chat with someone who is doing
Oh,
this. This is a criminal.
I plan on telling him to knock it off. I plan on
Knock
giving
it
him.
off? That's what you're going to do? That's the
Well,
worst thing
yes.
that's going to happen to him?
Oh, you don't even know how I can get when I give a harsh warning. I'm going to give him the harshest warning I've ever laid down on somebody.
This is the dumbest plan I've ever heard. Do you think this is how the police catch criminals? They wait 40 days to see the same behavior over and over again. This is such a stupid plan.
If you think what he's doing to you is bad, you should see what he's been doing to your coworker Nathan's lunch.
What? Nathan is involved in this too? He's also doing this to my friend?
Yes, he is, but he's putting his food in a different place, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Someone needs to tell Nathan about this.
Okay, well, yeah, if you tell your coworker Nathan that his request for a prank phone call was successful and you believed it, that would be great.
This is a prank phone call?
Yes, it is. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworker Nathan set you up.
Oh my God. Thank God that's not real.
Yeah, Nathan says that you guys play jokes on each other all the time, and he wanted to get you back.
My God, I can't believe he did this. Armpit sandwiches.
Armpit sandwiches are a delicacy in some countries. You should be happy.
Oh, yeah? Are they? I'm going to tell Nathan he should have one after this call.